like they used to be.
Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's John Barrett here, and I'm doing my weekly show. Well, two shows in a week, and this one is Friday, so it's going to be an interview time. And the person this time I've been interviewing was Dave Berry. Now, lots of people may not know Dave Berry anymore, but he's still alive and kicking, and I think he's still doing shows. So the interview I did with him was probably about 1993, perhaps something like that. And I did it for, the theory was for Radio Shambles down in Weymouth, hospital radio there. I'd had the idea that we ought to hear some of these people who appeared down at Weymouth Pavilion. And it's a little bit like with the Sidmouth Folk Week and things like that. There must be people we could be recording for them. Anyway, let's get back to Dave Berry. And I shall play the interview through, and then we'll have some Dave Berry music. And I looked him up and really hasn't recorded an awful lot in the last 30 years. So the last LP I bought, I think I bought it down in Weymouth, and he signed it, and also his greatest hits one. I got him to sign that one as well. So, yeah, you won't know that, obviously, but that is the theory. And the show's good, but I think it's quite good anyway. And, yeah, Dave Berry, you're going to have, and as I say, after that we'll have some of his hits and some of his not-so-great hits. Anyway, let's get it going. Just press this button. Oh, I haven't got my glasses on. I can't see the thing. That's better. Yes, Dave Berry. We've got straight into the interview now. Right, and Dave, you were born in Sheffield, I believe, up in Yorkshire.
That's right. A very good rock and roll city, really. I mean, in the 60s, you know, quite a few bands came out of Sheffield, sort of, obviously Joe Cocker, myself, and one or two more, and right into the sort of 80s, even now. I mean, I would think that possibly Sheffield now is one of the major cities for new bands, you know.
Still plenty of music going on.
Good
there.
Live music. It is very, very good, Sheffield, and it's, I think it's because you usually find with the industrial cities, there's a very good live music scene, and still is.
Now, I've managed to find out that you first played the drums. Is that your first sort of bang at anything rather than guitar? Can you play guitar now, or? Or, I mean, your first instrument I found out was playing drums.
That's right, I first started playing drums because it was, my father was a drummer in a sort of a jazz band, so we had the kit at home, so I didn't have to buy an instrument. And obviously I'd been listening to jazz when I was at school and listening to his music, and I sort of knew the basic things of playing drums. So yes, I started playing drums and singing, and I had a friend of mine who just sang. We did Everly Brothers numbers.
Yes.
There was just two of us, just a guitar and drums, which is a strange setup, but it worked.
Great. And then you made your own group, Dave Berry and the Cruisers. Was that when you were in Sheffield still, obviously?
As near as that tightens it up a little bit. There obviously, as most musicians and people who've been in bands, there was a sort of little bit of bits and pieces in between, but then I formed a band at the time, Dave Berry and the Cruisers, and that was about 1961 at the time.
And was the Berry part a homage to Chuck Berry at all?
It was very much so, yes. Strange as it might seem, in 1989, that when I started in the early 60s, Chuck Berry was virtually unknown, apart from musicians and people like the Liverpool groups who were getting the imports in. And we had the record collector's shops in Sheffield that used to get all these sort of Muddy Waters, Billy Boy Arnold, John Lee Hooker and Chuck Berry. So it wasn't so strange then.
No.
To take half his name.
In other words, your first love was rhythm and blues, really.
Yeah, and still is to a certain extent. It's nice to see that that the R&B and blues, you know, on the pub circuit in London is probably as lively as it's ever been at the moment.
We'll let that swing first. And then the first record was Memphis, Tennessee, and that was Mickey Most and Mike Smith, was it? Who found you, really, sort of up in Sheffield playing?
Well, both of them. We were after the Beatles, strangely enough. We were sort of many, many months after the Beatles were sort of recording. And the record companies were sort of searching the country and listening and had their sort of scouts out, watching who was, you know, creating a few waves. And we had a very, very big following around Manchester, Sheffield and the North East Derbyshire. And Mickey Most and Mike Smith came up at the time to watch us playing a gig in Doncaster, one of our regular gigs. And it was one of those things where I was signed up virtually straight away. but then had to wait about 6 months for a single. So it was a quick signing and a long wait.
And you recorded in London then, did you? You went down to London recording?
Straight down to the Decca Studios, yeah, and I recorded all my sort of 60s stuff at the Decca, same Decca Studios.
Because, again, the things these days, sort of everybody knows people use session men, but you really had some fantastic session men on some of your early singles, didn't you?
I had the best, yeah. I mean, I had the best. We used to wait for them, you know. We had our own little session team, and they were obviously working with many of the other artists at that time. And so when I knew I got a session coming up, we would wait until they were available.
Was that easy to book them? Was it then sort of you know, who would book them? Was this sort of the producer saying...
Yeah, my A&R man. Yeah, the guy was doing all my recording, producing and A&R manager.
I see, yeah. So because it sort of went from my baby... No, Memphis, Tennessee being the first was with the Cruisers. And then after that, I think, you had your Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones and Jim Sullivan on the band.
Yeah, this was the thing because... It wasn't a very happy situation at the time because my musicians at that time were excellent and they'd been with me for about 3 years during all the sort of build-up stage to recording. But as many musicians find that certain people can't adapt to the studio and you had to be pretty quick then. I mean, it wasn't 3 or 4 weeks to do the backing track for a single. It was like 3 singles. We'd done it from 10 o'clock in the morning till sort of 1 o'clock the following morning in 3 three-hour sessions. So you had to be reasonably quick. And of course the recording costs, the record companies were very tight. I think they didn't think that we would last all that long. They didn't want to spend too much money because they didn't think we'd be around after 2 years.
And you're still going now, so they proved them wrong. We went through The Crying Game and Little Things, This Strange Effect, which were very sort of the classic Dave Berry time, really, wasn't it? The one I bought the others, but what later on it was Do I Still Figure in Your Life. Not a big hit for you, I didn't think, but a great track, really. Do you still play it?
Yeah, I haven't done it for a long time. I've thought about putting it back in the set again. It was Honeybus, wasn't it, Pete Dello?
Right.
Yeah, great track, and of course Joe Cocker recorded it and one or two more people. It's become like a standard roots... British roots sort of pop song, really, and it's a good song.
You're very popular in Europe. You have been, and you still are, I think I'm right in saying. Why? Any idea?
I think they like to tire me out, because when I finish this show tonight, I'm driving straight from the show to the airport, and we have to catch the 6:30 flight to Amsterdam in the morning. So that's a lunatic trip. Why is anyone successful in the country? I went over part of a team of a Decca team in the 60s, and I had to make a decision of whether I should be straight and sort of Dickie Bowes as every other artist from all. It was a bit like the Eurovision Song Contest, and I thought, no, I think if I'm going to do anything, I must do as I do here, you know. So I kept my black clothes on and did all the lunatic things I was doing here at the time, and I won the prize of the press, which was a very prestigious award, because that was the one meant the people who were writing about the show gave me the press prize, it was called. And it just clicked with them. It was just one of those things.
Great. Now let's talk about the stage act. How on earth did you invent it, or did it just become part
evolved
of you?
It, I think. Yeah. It was evolved over... I don't really have a story on it. My initial sort of... The black idea came from people like Gene Vincent, who had this very... But he used to stand, if anyone can remember so far, by just with a microphone stand and stand very still with the mic thrown out in front of him. And I started doing that originally before I, you know, made records. And then I just developed it. I just, with some work in small rock clubs, I felt I needed to do something more than stand there. And so I took the microphone off the stand and sort of crept around. But I don't know how it's sort of really... It just happened, really.
Yeah. I've been asked to ask you a question. If you had the chance to record your favourite song, if you haven't recorded it already, what would it be and why?
Love Will Tear Us Apart, Joy Division. Because I thought that they were a classic band. Sadly, he died. I do like these, sort of like New Order and The Fall and Smiths. And I like that sort of, like, really crazy... crazy acts, you know, like lunatics. And I think it's a great record, that. I would have loved, even now, I still think sometime I might record that. It was done by Paul Young. Paul Young as Paul Young, not Sad Cafe Paul Young. But it's a great track.
Because there's no doubt the punks took you to heart a bit, didn't they? You know, when the punk revival came in, Dave Berry didn't do any harm by it, did he? He sort of, you, you were really sort of not part of it because that sounds daft, but you know what I mean, don't you?
I think they identify with the act because I was doing similar sort of things, but in the generation before, 10 years before. And yeah, I mean, I toured with Adam and the Ants when they were just coming out, just at their last tour, the Ants Invasion tour, and I was on that tour, strange enough, doing the support. And I loved it because it was all leather and tattoos and shouting abuse at everyone, and I just got on with it and
joined in.
And I loved it. And I think that they took me to heart because they knew that I was on the tour because they'd read that Soothing the Banshees and Adamant had sort of had influenced their, you know, their sort of early music. So they were quite receptive towards me, which was really good. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. Well, let's ask about the future, Dave. What do you hope to do? Have you any recording in plan or?
Yes, I'm hoping to record in a few weeks with the Sheffield band called the Comsat Angels, which is one of my favourite bands. They've done about 7 albums and never really made it, but I do a couple of their tracks on stage, which are very contemporary. But, you know, they record good music, so I'm planning at the moment to be in the studios with them in the next few months.
Yeah.
And then in the autumn I'm touring with the Birds. The American band The Birds are coming over for a tour, and I'm going to Europe with them as a double sort of header sort of thing. And then in the summer I'm just doing my one-nighters and going over to Belgium a couple of nights, Holland every now and again. So it's great, I love it.
You can really make a good living. You have all these years. You're one of the 60s who have kept going, haven't you? You haven't sort of faded of such at all.
No, I think that the thing that's not kept me going, because that sounds like I've worked at it, but I've always been actively involved in it and I enjoy it. I know it sounds like a corny thing to say, but I do just love what's... I love the travel, I love the hotels, I love the idiocy of it all, and doing the shows, and it's just whatever a young lad listens, you know, when a young lad of 14 dreams of being in a band. For me, I've lived out the cliche rock and roll dream, you know. It's for me been great.
It's got in your veins and it's staying there.
I would think I shall be still out there if I'm acceptable in another 10 years.
Well, I'm certain you will be, Dave, and thanks very much for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Great. I'll do something with that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, now we're going to have some of the LP Hostage to the Beat, it was called. I've personally signed it by Dave Berry, and it's a track called Searchlight.
There's a dirty treasure that could use an extra hand.
have got some scratches on, I'm afraid. I don't think I played them an awful lot, but there we are. This is called Love from Johnny, I think. Plenty of scratches on this one, but never mind, we'll keep going. Yes, I cleaned them all as well.
Secret night.
we'll do, we'll play the other side of this LP now to see how this side plays. I still think it's going to be a scratch, but we'll keep going. It's Dave Berry, as I said. Hostage to the Beat. Dave Berry was in that street a few years about 4 years ago. He was still going then. So this is really relevant. Well, relevant-ish.
Yeah.
Yes, see, these records. It's a good LP, this, I think, anyway. And it's Dave Berry. But no cruises. That was one that he did before. He was had it on his hits LP. Anyway, let's listen to more Dave Berry. For a prince to gain his crown, he's got to cancel every debt and promise more than he can get. That's how. For a king to lose control through folly or through fame, if he should lose his love, he must stand the pain and even lose his soul. With warlands and chainmail behind his crested shield, vanquished on the fire and wind and hail, where none could understand why he gave up every ghost to scorch the earth from coast to coast to win her tarnished hand. Couple more tracks before we have some hits by him. All my friends, it's about the blues, it must be going round. All of them cats, it's about the blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, man, you don't need no pills. this, we've got one more to go off this LP, Hostage to the Beat, and it's a track was a big one for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The other LP I bought on that night is just called, I think, The Singles, and it's All the Best of Mr. Dave Berry.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party there who got in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. The phone boy took the message and he wrote it on. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a bridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were because her mom did not agree, tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee.
can say the hits keep coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, The Crying Game there. Of course, all by Dave Berry. All the show's about Dave Berry today. And this track was written by Peter Dello, though we mentioned that early in the interview.
Around with all those white people, they make me nervous when the things they say cut me like a knife. Do I still figure in your life? Hey now, I hardly know your face. It's got a brand new look about.
Well, I think they're all recorded in stereo because I'm listening to it on my headphones and it's really good reproduction.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, oh, many, many, many nights go by. I sit at home. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat. They say you've never, 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 ever been true. Oh, oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? And it's true. Don't want nobody, nobody. Cause baby, it's you.
think we've got time for two more Dave Berry numbers. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And this, yes, well, if you didn't, it's all over now. Anyway, two more Dave Berry numbers.
If the sun doesn't always shine, dum dum, dum dum. Just remember that you are mine, dum dum, dum dum. Sticks and stones may break my bones. We won't live on love alone. I'll do anything for you if you will be true. Should I ever be far away, dum dum, dum dum. My love is with you night and day, dum dum, dum dum. Sticks and stones may break my bones. We won't live on love alone. I'll do anything for you if you will be true. Sticks and stones may break my bones. We won't live on love alone. I'll do anything for you if you will be true. Till I give you a band of gold, dum dum, dum dum. Take my heart now to have and hold, dum dum, dum dum. Sticks and stones may break my bones. We won't live on love alone. I'll do anything for you if you will be true. Sticks and stones may break my bones. We won't live on love alone. I'll do anything for you if you will be true. Everybody, sticks and stones may break my bones. We won't live on love alone.
Yes, there's one more track to go. My Baby Left Me Again, and this is now the original version of it. And I hope you've enjoyed the show, because it'll be the end of the show literally then. And I'm going to tell you, really, keep listening to Sid Valley Radio as much as you can. It's proper community radio, even if you've got me on it. Anyway, here's Dave Berry to finish the show.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.